This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go, Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, talking about enticements to have people get back into restaurants and enjoy what they have to offer, our good friends out at the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau have a program on right now called the Summer Eats Pass, and we want everybody to hear all about it. And joining us from the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau is Davis Meyer, who is their Director of Partnership and also a participating restaurant, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're happy to welcome back restaurateur Brian Rogers of the new Booze Hounds in Palm Springs, a fun new restaurant, and they're just starting their full brunch service this weekend. Davis and Brian, good morning and welcome to you both.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, how are you, Andy?
Good morning, Brian. Brian, just hang on for a minute. Davis, to get you in the fire here first, give us a little bit of the background of what the Summer Eats Pass is, because it's really easy to use, but it requires a little explanation.
Sure, absolutely. So typically this time of year in June, we would be doing Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week. But this year, with everything that restaurants have been through in the last year and a half, we really wanted to do a program that promoted dining out at our restaurants all summer long. So we developed this pass, the Summer Eats Pass, that offers diners both the opportunity to score some great deals at restaurants and a check-in to win opportunity each week that they go to a restaurant and check in. There's an opportunity to win a $50 gift card. So even if the restaurant doesn't have a special offer at the moment up on the pass, there's still that incentive for diners to get out and check out some great restaurants and get that opportunity to win. So the pass can be found at summereatsgts.com. And it's pretty easy to go there, sign up for the pass on your phone. You'll get a link to download it and save it to your home screen on your phone. It's a mobile pass. It's not an app. And then once you have the pass up on your phone, you can check in or redeem offers at the restaurants once you're inside the restaurant location. There is a geofence sort of aspect to it to make sure that you're actually there at the restaurant. But you can also see all of the deals and the offers that are available on the summereatsgps.com website before you sign up for the pass, so you can get an idea of what's out there. There's restaurants all up and down Greater Palm Springs, a little something for everyone, different cuisine types and price points available.
And Davis, excuse me, I'm a little bit technologically challenged, and I want our listeners to know that I was able to easily download this, navigate it, see the features, see all the restaurants involved. So, again, it's not a big hurdle. It's fairly easy to do. Davis, how long will the program be going on?
It will run through the end of August, so still plenty of time to get out there.
Absolutely. And again, just so our listeners know, every week you have this giveaway for the $50 gift certificate. So that's definitely a nice incentive besides being able to enjoy all the specials and the deals that the Greater Palm Springs area restaurants have. So nice going there.
Yes. And every time you check in at a restaurant or redeem an offer, you get another chance to win. So I encourage everyone to check out all of the restaurants that are on the pass. I've been trying to get around to all of them this summer. There's some really cool discounts as well as just, again, a great opportunity to check out something new.
Absolutely. I want to bring Brian Rogers of Booze Hounds back into the conversation. And Booze Hounds is known as the place where dogs bring their humans, correct, Brian?
That is true. That's how we're marketing ourselves.
Brian, give us, of course, we've chatted about Booze Hounds in the past. I had the chance earlier in the summer to enjoy your new restaurant. But give us a little bit of the overview, if you would, for some of our listeners that might not have heard that segment, because definitely you're the new hound on the block.
Yeah, we are. It's fun being that. Well, we are the new hound on the block. We're a massive 7,000 square foot restaurant that early part of our messaging and even the idea was a place where you could hang out with your dogs and eat. The idea grew from that once we fell in love with this gigantic space, and we are paying a ton of attention to the human side as well as the dog side in its current iteration. But it's a place where dogs can bring their humans.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of different areas under that roof and outside, Brian, where people can dine. Everybody is interested in options right now in terms of inside,
yeah,
outside, patio, partially covered patio. Kind of give us the rundown of Booze Hounds, because, boy, you have a lot of options and also a lot of on-site parking, which people are concerned about these days.
We do. And you accidentally slipped up and said run hound. Was that intentional or?
little bit of a slip, but I'm getting into all the dog analogies, Brian. I'm trying.
Totally. I love it. You're on board. Yeah. So the space is very multi-use. When you enter the space, there's from the parking lot, we have a 72 car parking lot. So an abundance of parking. And as you enter, there's a main door right in front of you as you walk underneath our valet. And then to the left, there's the doggy entrance. So if you were to go to the left, you'd be entering on our patio, which has a gigantic outdoor cabana bar, tons of outdoor seating. That is one of our dog-friendly areas. And then as you proceed to your right, you go into a giant atrium, which is an indoor-outdoor space with a big retractable roof, also one of our dog-friendly spaces where you can dine with your dog. And then continuing through there, you walk into our main bar, lounge, and dining room. Now, those are per California law, those are human spaces only, unless you are dining with a service animal. But those are, that's a huge, huge space. We have a 30-seat bar, a really cool lounge off to the side that is great for happy hour, for cocktails, for morning coffee. And then we have our traditional dining room, which gives you a big, beautiful view of the San Jacinto Mountains with our 12-foot windows.
Absolutely. Now, Brian, being Palm Springs, you have to have a serious bar program, and you have a serious bar inside Booze Hounds. Tell us a little bit more about that and about some of your specialty cocktails.
For sure. You know, I come from the bar side of things, coming from New York, and I'm very passionate about cocktails, and I knew I wanted to build a program that was unique to Palm Springs, was sort of up to date with what's going on in the cocktail world, but also something that highlighted our menu. So one of my favorite cocktails that we do is Aunt Donna's Dirty Poodle. So obviously we have fun and we're very cheeky with our names, but that's an Akashi White Oak whiskey, a house-made yuzu Meyer lemon shrub, a miso mirin syrup, a little bit of Nigori sake, and then it's topped off with chocolate bitters.
Just a simple little cocktail, right, Brian?
Very, very simple, very easy.
Now, some exciting news. This is actually your first weekend of Full Bore Brunch. Give us some highlights because, of course, people love brunch, particularly when they're vacationing out in the Palm Springs area.
I love brunch. I want to go out to our brunch. I think... Again, we wanted to give people a traditional brunch with spins and plays that play into our night menu and make sense for our establishment. So I think one of my favorite dishes on the brunch menu is our beet cured steelhead. It's a toast, essentially. So we do a big, thick piece of rustic sourdough. We cover that in dill creme fraiche. Then we cure steelhead. It's like ocean trout, essentially. In salt and beet juice. That sits for about 24 to 48 hours, just depending on sort of the salt sugar content. Then that's finished with avocado, a shaved cured egg yolk, and microgreens.
Wow. And a couple of highlights on the dinner menu.
Dinner menu are easy. Our best seller is our 48-hour miso marinated fish and chips. We're doing
yes,
a really fun play.
Yes, indeed.
You had this.
Brian, not only did I had it, but I recommend it. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, give us the description, if you would.
Sure. I'll take a couple things on our menu that are the big highlights, right? So this fish and chips is not like a traditional fish and chips we're using, maybe like a cod. We use a Chilean sea bass. It's super moist. We marinate it for 48 hours in a miso. We batter it, and then we serve it with homemade sweet potato chips instead of your traditional fries. That dish has been a big winner for us. It gets a lot of really amazing feedback. The other side of the menu that I like to highlight is our crudo menu. Our executive chef, Corey Baker, has an extensive Japanese background, so he wanted to bring a little bit of his expertise with raw fish into the menu. So we have this incredible crudo menu, and my favorite easily is the Tasmanian ocean trout. It's the ocean trout with a little bit of trout roe on top, a tiny dollop of creme fraiche, a little bit of yuzu kosho, which gives you a little citrus and spice, and then tiny, tiny little rice cracker balls, which just add this whole other textural element while you're eating it.
And Brian, all of the food products that are coming out of Tasmania right now that are imported in the United States are incredible because it's a very pristine, unadulterated area. So particularly the seafood that's coming there, when you see it, it's something really special. So glad to see that on your menu.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a big thing. We wanted to be responsible. I think people think if something isn't wild caught, that it's not humane or sustainable. And actually, there's a very sustainable method of farm-raising fish in the ocean that they're doing in Tasmania.
Absolutely, Brian. And that definitely is the wave of the future, because we want the line-caught and the ocean-caught fish to be able to be left alone. So you're definitely on the right track there. My colleague, Chef Andrew, speaks about that quite often. Before we go back to Davis to get a recap of what the Summer Eats Pass is, how exactly, Brian, are you participating in the Summer Eats Pass?
Yeah, so typically we would have gone full head of steam and done the prefix option as well. Right now we're so brand new, and we didn't want to, you know, every back of house I think in the country is short staffed.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so we didn't want to overwhelm them. So right now we are part of the check-in option for the Summer Eats Pass, where you can check in for brunch, you can check in for dinner, submit yourself for that gift certificate, which we love being a part of, and can't wait for the future when we'll be able to do this as a full prefix and be more involved with the Summer Eats.
Absolutely, but still a good way to check out Booze Hounds and then be eligible for that drawing for the $50 gift card. I'd like to be part of that. Brian, before we go back to Davis, just really quickly, what are your operating hours right now?
Right now we are open 8 a.m. for our coffee service. We open at 3 p.m. for happy hour and light bites. 5 p.m. is when our kitchen opens. And we close at 10 p.m. on Sunday through Thursday, 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And just want to note, we are open that whole period from 8 a.m. to 10 or 11 p.m. We're a coffee and co-working space during the day until that happy hour hits when our kitchen opens.
Brian, thanks. I want to bring Davis Meyer back into the conversation, who is with the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau. Davis, before we need to say goodbye, can you give us just a quick recap of the Summer Eats Pass and how listeners that are going to be out in the Greater Palm Springs area can participate in this and get all the information?
Absolutely. So you can find the pass at summereatsgps.com. You can download the pass there, sign up for it, get a list of all the restaurants that are participating either as a check-in location or with one of those great offers, a prefix menu or a discount off your bill or a special, a menu item. And, sign up for the pass and have it up on your phone and then get out there and start dining.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Summer Eats program from the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks to Davis Meyer and Brian Rogers of Booze Hounds. We look forward to following their progress. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. It is our top of the hour break. When we come back, it is the Midway Gourmet at the Orange County Fair. Wait till you hear what he has on the menu this year. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meat. meats.